You're listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
July the 16th, 2019. So today, the House Democrats, along with the help of four Republicans, passed a resolution condemning Trump for what they called racist remarks. We're going to get into that in more detail later. We're going to reread his remarks, his actual remarks, because it's being misinterpreted and not fully edified properly, as you would expect. We'll get into that a little bit later. President Trump responding, saying, look, I don't have a racist bone in my body. The tweets are not racist. The so-called vote to be taken is a Democrat con game. Republicans should not show weakness falling into their trap. This should be a vote on the filthy language, statements, and lies told by the Democratic congresswomen who I truly believe, based on their actions, hate our country. He's talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the squad, as they're labeled by Nancy Pelosi. He said, get a list of the horrible things they've said. Omar, Congressman Omar, polling at 8%, Cortez at 21%. Nancy Pelosi tried to push them away, but now they are forever wedded to the Democrat Party. See you in 2020. That's true. That's true. I had posted, my computer's down today, but I was able to post via the cell phone, and some of the comments coming in already to Larry Connors USA Facebook regarding this topic. Denny says, Dems have a less chance of surviving the 2020 election than an ice cube has of surviving in hell. I predict a larger margin than in 2016. And Rick says, Democrats, the party of resolutions. And Gary says, Antifa groups, protesters, raided, tried to burn an ICE facility, raised the Mexican flag. And not a peep out of the lamestream media or the libs. Crickets. Well, we're going to deal with that a little bit later, too. So those comments and others coming in now at Larry Connors USA Facebook, you can go and add your comments as well as we go through the program. Here's what we have coming up over the next 2 hours. We are going to take a close look at the so-called resolution, what it actually says. And we're going to look at exactly what Trump said, because I'm telling you, it is not being properly reported. Was not yesterday, and less so today. And of course, all of this is definitely aimed at another effort to impeach Trump. To impeach. We're going to get into that. And Nancy Pelosi today, even by Democrats, they decided she broke the House rules. Why and how? Because on the House floor, she said Trump was a racist. And they said, you broke the rules. Now, what does that mean? And speaking of calling folks a racist, remember when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others, Senator Cory Booker, suggesting that former Vice President Biden might be a racist because of what he said when he talked about working with segregationist senators through the early years, talking about how we all got along together. And here's something else Biden had said that I'm just waiting for them to use against him, because they want to find a way to dismantle him, and that is, if we have busing, we're going to create jungles. Now, what is he implying by busing students in would be creating jungles? And as we heard a moment ago from Gary, when Antifa carries out attacks, the libs say nothing. Well, we're going to break that open tonight before we're finished. Oh, by the way, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her squad have been very busy working to draw in new money, campaign money. At last report, they've suddenly jumped up to more than $2 million in campaign contributions during the second quarter of this year. $2 million. Now, I want you to keep in mind something. This $2 million they're amassing is a war chest to go against Trump and Republicans. but it's also going to take money out of pockets for Democrats who might have been supporting a Democrat candidate other than them. And maybe even the presidential election money will be sucked up by these four. It's a perfect storm. Anderson Cottonmouth Cooper on CNN yesterday suddenly looked up the definition of demagogue, and he's been using it over and over again and saying, Trump is a demagogue. He's a demagogue. And every time he has somebody on there, don't you think Trump is a demagogue? I mean, it's like he suddenly found a new word. You know, when you ever been in one of those things where you learn a new word every day and then you look for a way to use it in a sentence each day? Well, this guy is using demagogue over and over again. Here's what he points out as the definition of demagogue. Now, I don't know if he used the Merriam-Webster, but that's what I'm using. That would be the most logical source. The first definition, a leader who makes use of popular prejudices and false claims and promises in order to gain power. And he says, that's a perfect example of Trump. Prejudices, false claims and promises in order to gain power. Well, he had one Republican today kept hitting him with that. Don't you think he's a demagogue based on that definition? And he said, well, that definition also tells me Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Ocasio-Cortez, they all fit that same as well. Second meaning of demagogue, a leader championing the cause of the common people in ancient times. And in fact, when you go back to the origin of it, coming from the Greeks used the term as identifying someone as good, a leader using outstanding skills, oratorical skills to further the interests of the common people. Of course, that's not the way Anderson Cooper wants to interpret it. He wants to use it as using prejudices, racism. Chris Cuomo made a statement tonight on CNN and NNN, and I'm kind of watching, and I almost spit up. He had a guest on, and he said, the guest said something about, well, you're a liberal. And he said, no, I'm not. I don't push the liberal agenda. Get my breath back. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. It's been a
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Here is your red meat. This House resolution passed today by the Democrats, along with the help of four Republicans. The vote 240 to 187. Four Republicans. Four Republicans. Will Hurd, Brian Fitzpatrick, Fred Upton, Susan Brooks, Hurd's of Texas, Fitzpatrick, Pennsylvania, Upton, Michigan, Brooks, Indiana, and Congressman Justin Amash who withdrew from the Republican Party, now is an independent, also voted for the resolution. The resolution basically condemning Trump for what they consider to be racist comments. They're going back to the statement over the weekend in a tweet when he made a remark, go back to your country. But he said more than that. We're going to get into more detail. I'm going to read some of his additional defense here in a moment, the actual statements. But I'm looking at some of the comments coming at Larry Connors USA on Facebook. One, Mark said he was trying to put up a posting on Facebook. Says basically, seriously, don't like it here. Go back to where you came from. And he says Facebook would not allow this to be shared. And Patrick says, first of all, I don't think his remark was racist. Simply calling out other politicians who are publicly embarrassing true citizens by fighting for and directing their efforts toward illegal squatters. Frida says, I'm an immigrant and have lived in this country for over 50 years. There have been times when I wish things, situations might be more like my home country, but it never occurred to me to trash talk America. I love this country. Marvin says, I prefer to call these four, Ocasio-Cortez and her squad, the Chihuahua Squad, because they make a lot of noise and they get nothing done. So what exactly did Trump say? But because I'm telling you, if you look at what's being passed around the mainstream media, you're not getting the whole story. Here's where they pick it up. Well, actually, here's not where they pick it up, but this is part of it. So he tweeted over the weekend about these progressive Democrat congresswomen. He said, so interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt, inept anywhere in the world, even if they have a functioning government at all. Now, stop right there. Trump is wrong when he said they came from countries whose governments are a complete total catastrophe. Three of them, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, were born here in the States. They are U.S. citizens. Congresswoman Omar did come from Somalia at age 13 or so, then became a U.S. citizen in her later teens. So she is the only one foreign born. So, of course, the mainstream media and the left are going to attack Trump on that. And you're going to attack him on that. That is a false fact. He's wrong. Let me put it this way. It's not a fact. It's just false. But anyway, he continues. And now these folks are boldly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Here's what they picked up from this point. And I'll remind you again, three of them are U.S. citizens. They are from this country. Only Congresswoman Omar is born elsewhere, Somalia. And it is a hellhole right now. And people in Somalia would love to get out of there. They had a truck bombing over the weekend, killing 30 or more. Anyway, Trump said, why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken, crime-infested places from which they came? Then come back and show us how it's done. See, all they lift out is, you don't like it? Go back. Just go back to where you came from. That's what they paraphrased. That's not what he said. That is not what he said. Because I'm looking at a quote from Nancy Pelosi. When Donald Trump tells four American congresswomen to go back to their countries, he didn't say just go back. He said, help fix those areas, those broken, crime-infested places, and then come back and show us how it's done. And he adds, these places need your help badly. But are you hearing any of those parts of the story? No, you're not. The constant drumbeat is, Trump said, go back. Go back from where you came. And, you know, that was a phrase thrown around over the decades at the beginning of this country, when the Irishmen came in because of the potato famine, you had those already there condemning them, saying, go back. And when the Chinese came and the Italians, every little sect was attacking the other. That was wrong then. It would be wrong now, but that's not what he said. What he's saying is, if you're going to condemn this country, go back to your country. Well, three of them live here. One of them would be Somalia. But that was his point. And that's racist. There's not a thing in there reference race whatsoever. Not a single word of racism. None. But they want to take the fact he said, go back. Let me give you the exact quote again. Why don't they go back? That's what he's saying. And the ads fixed the problem at those places, then come back. So he didn't say go and never return, as they want you to believe. He never said that. He never said get out of this country and leave. But he is echoing something, and the mainstream media is missing this point. They're trying to, on one part, incorporate it into Donald Trump's message. At the same time, they're ignoring the real message. And even then, they're misinterpreting. And that is, yes, many Americans, Democrats included, don't like it when a fellow American condemns this country. And if you came from another country and you're here legally or illegally, their attitude is, you don't like it, go somewhere else. Or even if you're an American, you don't like it, pack your bags and go. That's fine. So what is all the noise about this resolution? So we're, my friend, it comes down to one thing. The big I word. The big I word. All of this is another way to weaponize efforts to impeach Donald Trump. That part of the story when we continue.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA on 590 The Fan.
You ever look down and see a strange-looking bug in your home? What is that? How many more might be in my home? Well, you can go to Rottler.com, and you'll be able to identify that mystery bug. And then, of course, immediately book Rottler to get rid of it. Of course, Rottler can also get rid of those common pests, ants, spiders, bed bugs, mice, moles. Rottler Pest and Lawn Solutions, serving St. Louis and mid-Missouri since 1956. Go to Rottler.com.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So once again, this tweet by Donald Trump the other day that suddenly the liberals have used to rewrite and say it's racist. There is nothing reference race whatsoever anywhere in the tweet. He's wrong about the fact, talking about the progressive Democrat congresswomen, Alexandria Cortez and the squad, as Nancy Pelosi dubbed them, they're talking about being from other countries. Only one would be, and that's Congresswoman Omar. And he said, go back. In other words, if you don't like what we're doing here and our government's being run, why don't you go back, help fix the totally broken, crime-infested places from which you came? Then come back and show us how it's done. A racist would not tell you to go and come back. They'd just say, go and never come back. But Nancy Pelosi, again, saying Trump is just reaffirming his plan to make America great again, basically make America white again. I got, again, some of these comments that were coming in. Larry Connors, USA Facebook. And I read some of them a moment ago. One, I did not get a chance to. Mona, talking about Trump's remarks. She said, everyone share. He said it perfectly. I agree, he did. I told you about Marvin calling them the Chihuahua Squad. I like that. But he also added something I didn't have time to get to at the moment. He said, I have to wonder just what these four women, congresswomen, think their job is, what they're supposed to be doing to earn their $174,000 per year, other than fight Trump. I can see their resume for a while in office. When asked, what were your accomplishments? Their only answer is, fight Trump. Wow, that's going to be a big help to the American people. Well, let's look at Congresswoman Tlaib. She's one of the four, the squad. Now, again, that term, don't start calling me racist. using that term. Nancy Pelosi used that term, reference Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Tlaib and Omar and the other whose name is slipping my mind. I'd like for all of them to slip away. Presley. Should be able to remember Presley. But anyway, Congresswoman Tlaib, of course, she's accused Trump of hating America and using, again, this racist tweet. She says it's all to distract voters from his lawless presidency. She said, I think he's the one who hates our country because I'm an American just like anyone else. She is. She is an American born here. Tlaib is. And she said, and I can tell you this is a failed presidency. But I want to point out something else Tlaib said, where her heart and her actions were the moment she went into office. On her first day in Congress, she said, I'm here and I'm going to impeach the mother effer in the White House. That's it. She came in with a mind, I said, I'm going to impeach Trump, not just Trump, but the mother in the White House. And so that tells me where they were going to begin with, obviously. We all know it, but she flat out said it. So today on the House of the Floor of Representatives, Congressman Al Green, Democrat of Texas, called for again for the impeachment of President Donald Trump because he said, I believe the president's racist. He said, I rise because I love my country. I rise and I rise today to ask a question of all people, goodwill. I rise today to pose a question. What do you do when the leader of the free world, what do you do when the leader of the country that extols liberty and justice, government of the people, by the people, for the people, all persons created equal. What do you do when the leader of the free world is racist? What do you do? Here's what you do. You file a resolution condemning the president for racist comments directed at members of Congress. And then he says, you file articles of impeachment. He said, these two things are not mutually exclusive. We can do them both. Listen, the Mueller investigation failed. They were looking for that to totally ruin and destroy Trump. It failed. It fell short. And, of course, they're bringing him back. They plan to bring him back for questioning in Congress next week. It was supposed to be this week. There's something going on behind the scenes. I think maybe some are thinking, you know, maybe we don't want him out here talking and saying things. He said he wasn't going to say anything more than what he got in there. And I don't know if he really even knows the report. Did he even do it or did you sign off on it? And they may be having second thoughts, but let them bring them on. Because I guarantee you that's going to give Republicans a chance to question Mueller. But that didn't work, so now they look at this tweet and says, that's it, that's it. We'll get a resolution against him, naming and calling him a racist, and then turn around and use that to impeach him for being a racist. You can't impeach for being a racist, period. You can't. But he's not. Bob, you're on Larry Connors USA. Go ahead.
Yeah, Larry, these four gals that are out there spewing, they're spewing communism, socialism, and the government takeover of everybody's lives is a bunch of baloney. And I have my own opinion about, what Trump said. He said, go back, and that's fine. I think he meant go back to your home state and then fix your own home state. That's what I think.
Plus, well, you know what? Let me stop you on that. I agree. There is something, and I haven't had a chance to get with it. You are right. I mean, look at what's happening in the states of these blue states. Nancy Pelosi's state. Go back and fix California. If you think you can fix the U.S., fix your own state first. So I would agree, Bob. He could say that. He was talking about them going back to your country. And, of course, three of them are U.S. citizens. But, yeah, that should be applied as well. Go back to your own state. Fix the problems in your state. Stop people pissing on the defecating on the streets everywhere, Nancy. And go back to Minnesota where they were trying to get rid of the Pledge of Allegiance at a city hall because it's Muslim territory now. Yeah, I agree fully with you.
Yeah, that's sick that these people are actually running for office. They should be told by Trump, like he told them, get out of town and go somewhere else to spew your baloney and let us do capitalism and we can continue to make our economy better for everybody.
Yeah, because Bob, thanks. I appreciate you calling. You're right about that. And what Bob's also talking about when it comes to the economy, the unemployment rate has gone down for all groups, not just for the whites. The unemployment rate for the blacks is the best ever. For Latinos, best ever. Women, best ever. And I've told you previously, the founder of Black Entertainment Television, Bob Johnson, said the other day, Trump is doing everything right. He's got black people back at work. Yeah, go back to your own state, fix your state. Fix your home country if you're from another country. You don't like what's happening in the country. Before you start telling us how you're going to run this nation, go back and run your state. Bob, I think that's an excellent point. And then, of course, keep in mind, this is the same body, this House, that can quickly rush forward and condemn Trump. But when one of their own members made a direct anti-Semitic remark, they wanted to just kind of ignore it. And finally, when they got pressed to, you got to do something, then they said, we'll come up with a resolution. And six to eight of them worked on it for 7 or 8 days to come up with a resolution. And what a baloney box that was. When we continue.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
You're listening to Larry Connors, USA. To text the show, it's 855-282-8255. It's 855-282-8255.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Additional comments coming into Larry Connors, USA Facebook. You can go to Larry Connors, USA Facebook, add your comments, and also go there to hear podcasts of this program. If you miss it, you want to share it with someone else, please do. And Denny's stating that libs are grasping at any straw they can with their circus clown group of candidates. Trump will be president again, thank God. Patrick said that, first of all, I don't think his remark was racist. And he went on to say, if those politicians calling the POTUS a MF-er, if they put a quarter of their efforts toward this country and its citizens as they do in their hatred for Trump, the USA would be great again. Well, Patrick, we're going to be great again anyway, despite them, aren't we? But let's go back to when the House, they're so excited about what they passed today, calling it historic, historic. Well, they did something else historic, and yet it was a sham. You recall Congresswoman Omar, one of the Ocasio-Cortez squad members, saying that you want to know how Israel and the Jews influence the U.S.? Follow the money. Yeah. Anti-Semitic. Obviously. And Pelosi tried to come up with an excuse for the 37-year-old saying, she's 37, by the way, Omar. She said, I don't believe she understood the full weight of the words. Really? And then going on to say, well, she's not really anti-Semitic. Yes, the hell she is. She has written for repeatedly groups such as Black Muslim Leader Papers and so forth, condemning Jews, mocking them, and Israel. But here's what the House did. They were going to try to ignore it, just kind of say, well, she didn't really know it, didn't know what she meant. What, so they want to claim she's stupid? Does she want to be labeled as stupid? Oh, and Ocasio-Cortez at the time said, well, this is not right. We are women of color, and we're being treated differently, targeted. That's the very thing she used against Pelosi recently, right? She used it then, too. Well, they finally, after several days of infighting and near rebellion by rank-and-file Democrats, they finally came up with a bipartisan resolution calling out racism, anti-Semitic comments, but they didn't even name Congresswoman Omar of Minnesota. Did not even name her. They talked about anti-Semitic type comments, but wouldn't even name her. You know what the response was? Congressman Zeldin, who's Jewish, he said, this is a watered-down resolution, both spineless and disgusting. And you got a Congressman Deutsch of Florida, Democrat. He said, writing language condemning anti-Semitism, quote, shouldn't be this hard. I'm looking at some of the other comments that were coming up then. I mean, they could not do it. They did not want to do it till they got pressed. And finally, they decided, okay, we'll pass a resolution. And they worked. days on it because they didn't want to upset their Muslim colleague. And in fact, the resolution also got into condemning anti-Muslim discrimination and bigotry against all minorities. Well, of course, but the point here was anti-Semitic. And could you not write it just as you did with Trump today? Say he's a racist. Could you not say Omar was racist, anti-Semitic? Nope, you can't do it. Why now? Well, you know, because it's Trump. John, you're on Larry Connors, USA.
Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Connor?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I got a question to ask you. How does the Democratic Party able to get all these different groups of people, Muslims, all these different fringe groups that think they're somehow like the plural majority here? How are they going to outvote other people, the majority of this country, when they're all splintered in different groups? You got the.
Well, let's look at Ocasio-Cortez. She was elected. She's not Muslim. She might lean that way. I don't really know that she is truly Muslim, though. But she was elected from one little district in New York, very big district, held by a guy for decades, the fourth most powerful person in the Congress, and he didn't bother running, and she kind of did the work, and she won by a small margin, but she won. And Nancy Pelosi even mocked it. She said a glass of water could have won that district, and basically point out she just won a little thing. Well, that's what they're doing. They're winning these little precincts and these little congressional districts, and that's, they think, well, pretty soon they'll have more control. There are four of them, and more women were elected this time around than ever before. And even President Trump in his State of the Union praised the women, saying, I'm glad to see more women as members of the Congress. Now, of course, they were saying, well, why didn't he say they're Democrats? It doesn't make a difference. He was praising women for being elected to Congress. But They were sitting on the hands, by the way, all the way through his State of the Union address and then they looked at Nancy. Do we stand and applaud that? I think we should. They finally did because he said something like that. But John, to your point, they are simply building little territories, fiefdoms, and they're going to link them together. And they think that way they will ruin capitalism. They'll begin to creep in with the tentacles of communism, socialism, and change our nation. And it begins by constantly resisting this president and anybody that speaks out against them. You're attacking us because we are people of color. That's not true.
Yeah.
There are people of color that are solidly on Trump's side and for this Constitution and this government.
Yeah, but my point is, though, how does a Democratic Party think they're going to run the country when they can't even run their own party? I mean, you got all these different splinter groups that are trying to attain, power in that party. And you got the Muslim there, you got the, Black Lives Matter, you got all these different fringe groups that are trying to use each other to basically be the dominant, group. But I just don't see how the Democratic Party going to come all together.
They're not.
Even Trump, that's basically the head of the Republican Party.
They're not. And the Republicans had their battle last time around, too. Remember, there were 17 different candidates. And this time, there are 20-plus Democrats and more possibly coming. But more importantly, that once you're there, what are you going to do? And, of course, Trump has had a very difficult time. There are a lot of rhinos, as we call them, Republicans in name only, that are not really supporting him and have not been. But at least they're beginning to realize, hey, the guy's going to win again. It would be better to be on his side than against him.
Yeah, but if the Democrats are just going to basically just run a racial politics and accuse Trump of being prejudiced, well, their party's more prejudiced than ever, and they're just going to just lead to another downfall.
You're right.
Going to walk in.
You're right. Thanks, John. Thanks very much. I know you folks here. This is a very intelligent audience. I mean, I've been doing this program for 5+ years, and I can tell by the calls, the comments, and the people I run into the street. Of all colors, by the way, and I would say there are only two genders, but I guess now some say otherwise, but only two genders I know of, and different religions, and ages, all very interested in what's happening with this country. I will admit, sometimes folks say, I'm just tired of it. I can't take anymore. It wears me down, especially at night. I wish you were on in the day instead of the night, because by then I just want to close my eyes and rest. I understand, my friend. I fully understand. I mean, when I get home, I'll share something. When I get home, one of the first things I do is sit down in a chair in a quiet spot and just thank the Lord for the blessings of this day and ask for another day. and then try to put my life and everything back together in perspective of that, not all this other noise out here. And it is a lot of noise, be it for me or Fox or CNN or MSNBC or whoever, be it a politician. But you cannot ignore it. You cannot simply say, I'm not going to get involved. That's, we're coming up on one of the, we thought 2016 was a big battle. This is going to be the really big battle. And we cannot sit back and let these little groups and their fiefdoms come together and call us out by name as being racist or whatever they want to use against us. They're using it against their own members of their own party if they don't walk the line with them. And yet they blame Republicans and Trump for being divisive. I just quoted you a moment ago, Congresswoman Tlaib. And her first day in Congress, she said, I'm going to impeach the MF-er. You have come from Somalia as a refugee when you were a teenager. You have come to the world's greatest planet, I mean greatest nation, that gave you the opportunity to have a schooling, an education, and to actually enter politics, even if it came from a little group that, you know, is all populated with your clan. I don't know and I don't care. The bottom line is you were duly elected, which is the way we do it. And you were representing them, which you should. That's why they sent you to Congress. But don't you think, Tlaib, don't you think you should pray to Muhammad and say, thank you for the blessing that I got this and show me how to do this right? Listen, in my church, every day, I mean, every Sunday, we would pray for our president, regardless of who the president was. Obama, every Sunday, we pray for our president. Did I vote for him? No. Do I disagree with him? Yes. Do I disagree with him strongly on something? Yes. But you know what? He also needs prayers, and we want each of our representatives, whatever their position, to be making good decisions for this country. We can have our differences. That's why we have this country. But the name-calling and that spiteful stuff that goes on, they are quick to label Trump as a racist, and there's not one thing in that statement that is racist other than saying, go back to your country. And part of it's factually incorrect. And I've called him out on that numerous times, factually incorrect. But again, as Bob said, maybe we should say, go back to your state. You want to know how to fix this nation? Why don't you go back to your state and fix the problems in your state, your broken, crime-infested places, and come back and show us how you did it there so maybe we can duplicate it across the nation. If you're a racist, you don't tell folks to leave and then come back. You just say, go and don't return. But you know what I watched tonight on CNN? They're putting up a picture comparing Trump to McCarthy. McCarthy saw a communist in every person. If you didn't answer his questions quickly in the way he wanted, you were a communist. They're labeling Trump with that. But what they should be looking at, that's what the Democrat Party and this squad is doing. If you don't agree with it, we're going to label you a racist. And that's what they're doing. Same thing with being a fascist. Fascists are the ones that stop free speech. So when they holler out fascist for a speaker at a college campus who's there to talk about First Amendment rights or something, and they shout so loud the speaker cannot be heard, or they chase them off the campus, or you want to wear your MAGA hat walking through downtown and they want to yank it from you and spit on you, that's fascism. That's fascism. Lightning round when we continue.
You can follow Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA at Larry Connors USA.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer and can save you a lot of unnecessary fear. One client called frantic. A test sample for an indoor swimming pool showed evidence of Legionella bacteria. Well, that meant the entire pool would have to be drained, then washed with acid. But Wellington Environmental found the pool was safe. The test sample was a false positive. In another case, a homeowner said a buyer had just backed out of a closing. The building inspector claimed he had found evidence of mold in a closet. That could be scary. Could certainly cost the deal. Wellington Environmental found it was not mold. It was traces of asphalt from the wheels of a suitcase. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Yes, you're...
Time for the lightning round. Brought to you by John Beal Roofing. Repair or replace your roof before bad weather. Call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
A city council by the name of St. Louis Park is in the 5th Congressional District of Minnesota. That is Congresswoman Omar's district. And they decided, well, we need to be more diverse in our community because it's Congresswoman Omar's district and there are a lot of Muslims, so we're going to stop reciting the Pledge of Allegiance as we open our city council meeting. Whoa, did that blow up. Folks came in, demanded you reinstate it, and they did. City council member said, I made a mistake. I'm very sorry. I'm asking for forgiveness. How about you just consider you're going to defend this U.S.? You need the defense in New York's Yankee Stadium the other night. They're preparing to face off against the Tampa Bay Rays, and there's some buzzing going around. It's not about excitement of who's coming to bat. 25,000 bees. 25,000 bees. They called in New York Police Department's two-man beekeeping crew. Who knew? And they safely removed them. No people hurt. No bees hurt. Well, Area 51, as you well know, is where supposedly aliens have been kept by our government, so we wouldn't know about it. It is all part of the larger Nevada test training range at Nellis Air Force Base. And there have been recently some Facebook statements saying, let's go to Air Force Area 51 and see the aliens. Go see them. More than a million on Facebook say they're going to attend that event, the event. They're going to storm Area 51. Well, the military can't just kind of assume nothing's really going to happen. They got to beef up security. And they are. If they're going to see a million plus people showing up and want to plan to, on September 20th, to get inside Area 51 to see them aliens, then the Air Force needs to do something to protect it. And they point out, hey, this is a test and training range where Air Force tests and trains combat aircraft. Any attempt to illegally access could be dangerous, as in, you might get a 50 caliber bullet through your butt. So again, I've got more comments coming in at Larry Connors USA on our topic tonight, and primarily topic about how this House resolution was passed so quickly by the Democrats to condemn Trump, calling him a racist because of his remark that he made no racist remarks. He made no reference to any color. And yet it took them days to come up with some kind of resolution regarding one of their members, Congresswoman Omar, who made an anti-Semitic remark. And they didn't condemn her by name. And they decided, well, let's roll in and condemn any kind of attacks. In other words, they gave her cover. Well, you'll appreciate this. First of all, one of the comments coming in, Larry Connors USA, I didn't get a chance to read earlier, when President Trump was basically telling them that if you want to constantly tell us how to run this country, you don't like it here, then go back to where you came from. But then he added, fix your problems at that country or wherever you are, and then come back and show us how it's done. But Denise said, saying if you don't like it here, go back where you came from? Hello, makes sense to me. I agree, Denise. I fully agree. And to that extent, Congressman Ralph Abraham, Republican of Louisiana, said, I'm willing to pay for them to leave the country. He said, there's no question that members of Congress that Trump called out absolutely said anti-American, anti-Semitic things. I'll pay for their tickets out of this country if they just tell me where they'd rather be. A lot of Americans had that attitude. And so the Dems who think all of this is going to make them some points, they're wrong. They're wrong. And you wait. It won't be but a couple more days, and then Pelosi will be at odds with them again, and she'll be mocking them as just their little squad of four votes, and that's all they've got. And they'll again accuse Pelosi, why are you picking on the women of color? They'll pull the race card on her again. You watch. Coming up in the next hour, speaking of Pelosi, even the Democrats today say she broke House rules. How? Because on the House floor, she called Trump a racist. And they called her out on it. Oh, and that's where it got really good. We'll have that story coming up in the next hour.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.